This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
This program is made possible by friends and partners of Apostle Arome Osai, Remnant Christian Network Ministry. God bless you as you join us.
It's time to rebel against the devil. When he comes to you and tells you, you are a failure in ministry, you cannot amount to anything, he's telling you the opposite, because he lies as his native language. Is it Satan that spoke to you that made you lose your sleep? Is it because somebody spoke to you and you took his words like the word of God? Grow up. Because where you are going in life, many imposters will come and speak in the name of God just to get you distracted. That's one of the avenues of the devil's work. But you need to come out. You know how much power is available to you. You not give up easy. We fight to see the reality of that which God has spoken. And as long as it is yet to come to pass, we will fight.
Tonight we gather at your feet that it might please you to stretch forth your hand and bless us. We make demands on your mercy tonight. Come amidst us. Let a little one become a thousand. Amen. Let a small one become a strong nation. Amen. And let your name be glorified. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God had his opportunity with Adam to bring forth his proposal, whether or not Adam will like the ways of God. The proposal of God was revealed in three short sentences. First, the proposal of God contained Adam's purpose. But the Bible says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. His purpose was therein encapsulated. And it happened to be that the Garden of Eden was the center of his activity. There's so much about the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis. That was where he was domiciled. That was where his purpose was. The first question that Satan asked in the entire Bible was about the laws governing the garden. The garden was that place where a river went into, and when that river came out, it had branched into four heads. It's a significant place, and therefore God had to set up his first initiative of guardianship over that piece of real estate called the Garden of Eden. The second thing about the proposal of God to man was that it contained government. And yesterday we saw that the kingdom of God, the influence of God on your life is such a commodity that must be imbibed, must be accepted. Lordship of God over your life must be accepted if you are going to be a kingdom functionary. Jesus had to come give commandments unto the apostles he had chosen. And there were several things that were not up for debate in the apostolic assignment that God was giving them. We established also that it is possible for you to be in the mystical body of Christ and you do not have a place within the local expression of the body because you reject the authority that God has established in that system. A lot of people believe that if they are okay with God, maybe they are aligned with God and their relationship with God is prospering, then they are on God's side. When you begin to study scripture, you'll find a lot about the end time army. The Bible reveals that everyone shall walk in his own path, purpose. The Bible also reveals that they shall not break their ranks. It means that the chain of command that is in that system must not be truncated. These are people that have undergone specialized training to keep the portfolio of their ranking within that structure and to allow God to be the only entity that will promote you from one level to another level. It's a brilliant picture that the Lord paints about the capacities of his army, but all of it is wrapped in our capacity to respond adequately to the structure of authority that God makes available. And finally, the voice of God is also an insulation from a civilization that God did not intend man to ever have knowledge of, experiential knowledge of. He should have intellectual knowledge of, but never experiential. And so the whole idea about not partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was ensuring that you are not an experiential partaker of that reality. It's just like you should know about the devil, but you should not have any intimacy with him. There should be no contract, no ground, no premise upon which any form of compatibility whatsoever should exist between you and Satan. I've seen a few people that were in active service in the kingdom of darkness, and it is so difficult for them to receive the simplicity of the gospel, of the word of God, because of the experiences that they have had in the kingdom of darkness, because of the vicious nature of the devil and his ability to resort to intimidation in order to establish his strength in the lives of them that follow him. When people come to God and God is simple, God does not intimidate, God presents his will and he's trusting that you will be reasonable enough, responsible enough to relate with his counsel, even though he doesn't force you so to do. It looks as if God is not serious. It looks as if God were serious, he would. He knows what to do to make us comply. That's not the God of the Bible. Now, every ounce, iota of experience that you have had with the devil intimately is going to become a massive stumbling block in your navigating on the path of spiritual progress. And so God brought intellectual knowledge. There's something called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but you should not eat of it. You should not have an experience of it. You should not know it experientially. You should know it intellectually. It is this experiential knowledge that leads to what the Bible calls death, which is separation from God. It's a vast island altogether. And death, as revealed in the book of Genesis, is not the cessation of life. It is the separation of God and everything that that process entails. So that was a recommendation that God brought to Adam. Adam had his power of free choice to determine who he will follow. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, I want you to see the devil's proposal quickly, because the idea is the earth realm is about to be mastered, and the two colonial masters are making proposals to man who is the key that will determine what influence will reign upon the face of the earth. In your space, in your circuitry, in your orbit, in your cycle, it will be your decision that will determine who will reign. Just in case Satan is in the neighborhood, it may mean that you didn't allow God to reign within that space. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the trees of the garden, but of the trees, of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. I need to explain. In the day that you eat of this fruit, in dying, ye shall surely die. And what God was saying was, if you read it from the Greek, from the Hebrew, he's talking about death, the process. From the point of instant separation from God, that civilization that you live apart from God is death manifesting. And death has various layers. It has various possibilities. It has various expressions. But the death that Satan was speaking about here is death, the event. He said, you will not be a victim of an event called death. It is not surely that it is cessation that will come to you. There are latitudes of reality that God doesn't want you to experience. He knows that in the day that you partake of this, you begin to draw knowledge from a source that God doesn't want you to be a partaker of. Now, first and foremost, there's an imbalance. There's an imbalance in the presentation, in God's presentation, and the devil's presentation. Did you notice the imbalance? The imbalance in this regard is that God was not factored in his creation. God was separate from his creation when he was making a proposal to Adam. Are you with me? You're not with me. God was separate from his creation when his proposal to Adam came. But in the case of Satan, Satan was in God's creation when he was making his proposal. Satan was already factored in the context of that visible creation. First, Satan had found a host, and Satan was operating from a host. He was in that creation. God was operating from outside of the creation when he was making his proposal to it. Now, because of this imbalance, Satan being in the creation of God seemed to be more convincing. When God came to Adam, God came with commandments, came with purpose, came with protection. When Satan came, Satan didn't come with purpose. Satan didn't come with a commandment. Satan came with deception. And Satan was offering a knowledge that God did not want Adam to experientially have as his selling point. There was a knowledge he was advertising. He said, for God doth know. Meanwhile, we'll soon get there. We'll soon get there. And the serpent, oh my God. Verse 1. Are you there? Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. The serpent. There is one Hyundai that my friend Pastor Gideon used to have. If you were dead in the days of that Hyundai, please send a wave. Oh, you have driven it before. Hyundai. Now he has a 4Runner. What's the difference between the Hyundai and the 4Runner? Both of them can move. The difference is called expression. There are several maneuvers that you may want to do which the Hyundai is not capable of. So, but those maneuvers are very, very well possible if you are in the 4Runner. The reason why devils like to possess human beings much more than cats and dogs and birds is because in human beings they have more expression. The human being is like a computer. It has so many options, so many things that can translate his intent. So the devil normally considers the possibilities of expression before possession becomes viable. And the reason why the devil was chosen, or the serpent was chosen, was because of an ability the serpent had. There's an ability here that is inherent in the serpent that the devil was hoping to exploit. And that ability was its subtlety. He wanted to exploit this as part of the agenda he wanted to effect in the garden. Now, if someone is subtle, the person can be your enemy. The person may want you to die. That's the end point of the intention. But the person will present himself as such a friend. You are likely to trust that person and to submit to that person's law. And that's why you will need not something more than intelligence and human sight and human intelligence to be able to discern a subtle person. You will need the gift of discernment of spirit to go beyond face value, to be able to see people's motive, real intentions. And if you are not armed with that level of spiritual empowerment, you are going to be a victim of this kind of setup that the devil is making available, because he's taking advantage of an inherent potential that was in this serpent, and that was why the serpent was preferred. So by the time the devil possessed the serpent, his spiritual power had multiplier effects in that inherent ability that the serpent had much more than any creature which the Lord God had made. So the devil was taking advantage of that inherent capacity. And the agenda was to be as subtle as possible so that his intention could not be discerned at face value. When the devil is operating through the flesh and trying to get you involved, the flesh seems to sound as though it cares for you. The flesh seems to sound as though there is a profit that it wants you to get. Meanwhile, spiritual people have already judged how that the flesh profits nothing. If you don't know that, you will still attempt to derive some kind of profit that the flesh is telling you that is available. You know, Satan was recommending, was making available in his proposal a kind of knowledge that God never wanted Adam to have. And the day Adam has that, he will no longer need God. He will be God all by himself. We see a few principles here. If Adam had eaten of the tree of life, he would have been a being that is perpetually dependent on God. And it was Jesus in the book of Matthew, in the book of John, that manifested all the powers of the tree of life. He was such a messenger from heaven that was utterly dependent on God. That was the reason why he was able to model the example of obedience as a hallmark of true followers of God. Meanwhile, Adam felt that he was going to gain a knowledge that was going to improve upon who he was presently. And there was this gross lack of knowledge that he was already exactly what the devil was proposing. So part of his ailment was ignorance. Part of his ailment was that he was desiring something that God was not giving him. May you not desire what Jehovah is not giving you. The other day, a lady came with an allergy man. And she said she looked for a husband in the church. She didn't find, this is the one that, you see, the serpent was employed. The powers of the serpent have been employed to bring her into deception. And she wanted me to preside over that meeting and release blessing. I said, okay, since your own journey is in the wilderness. May you never desire what God is not giving you. So this guy was willing to explore, life beyond the lens of God. And so he got really interested in the offer of the devil. And there was this island, this system of knowledge that he was going to have access to that was going to improve his possibilities. And the knowledge he was talking about was knowledge that was rooted in the second heavens, in that place where demons have their civilization. It was from the lexicon of that knowledge he got the word naked from. Naked is not in the lexicon of life. And so when he identified himself as being in a state of nakedness, God asked him, who told you? May you not know what God doesn't want you to know. In Jesus' name. All right. The first thing you will know is that the first questionnaire that the devil ever administered in the Bible was about the garden. We don't have, my brother knows more about the garden than I do. He's a garden expert. So whenever he has time, my message will be completed in his delivery. First question that he asked was about the garden. Place Adam was domiciled was the garden. The garden had a multiplier capacity. One river flowed into it, it branched into four heads. So when he does his own delivery on the garden, you understand the package. Why a guardian had to be set up to keep the garden and to dress it. The question that the devil brought was not accurate. Because Satan needs your help in order for you to arm him sufficiently for him to deal with you. So he normally comes with a questionnaire to seek your own input into the science that will form the weapon designed against you. So he showed up in the garden and said, hey, did God say you should not eat of every fruit in the garden? Because what he saw was the video and not the audio. So he saw God telling Adam, do you like? But he was too he was so far away to get the audio. So he said, so he coined the question out of that scenario. Do you realize how TV would have looked like if we didn't have the audio? There was a day like that, once upon a time, I don't know what happened to our TV set. It lost its power for audio. Meanwhile, we're still watching it. That was where I got this. What happened here? He didn't have audio. So he came with a question. And that was all he could deduce from the scene he saw. And that's how the devil has seen a scene in your life. There's a scene he has seen, but no audio. So you will need to help him to afflict you. And many of you have given away information that helped in the forming of the weapon that he's been using against you for so long a time. There is a principle of secrecy that exists in the spirit. You know, have you seen the scripture that says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard and it has not occurred in the heart of man what the Lord is set to do for them that love him? The reason for that level of secrecy is so that the devil will be working with miscalculations. And if you have seen your Bible, read your Bible critically, you will see so many miscalculations of the devil. One of which is the fact that they crucified Jesus. For if the princes of this world had known, the Bible says, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. So if you don't give the devil information, he, in forging weapons against your life, he'll be using miscalculations. And you will see his attempts again and again, but he doesn't seem to strike at the heart of the reality. May your life be an expression of a mystery cooked up by the Holy Ghost that will put the devil in perpetual confusion because he doesn't know what really is going on. Did God say? And then you find out that it was Eve that armed the devil and weaponized his initiative. But if you check what Eve delivered, you check her response, you will find out that Adam did not tell Eve the whole truth. Because if every candidate that is in this business of seeking to colonize only used words, because God came, he used words. And we see that the ingredients in the words of God, the government is one of the ingredients, purpose is one of the ingredients. And the reason for which God wants us to subscribe to him is so that we can be protected from a certain system of reality, which is held up in the realm of darkness. What was the devil proposing? He was proposing a knowledge that was rooted in his own civilization, the second heavens. And then we now see what Adam, in a bid to disciple Eve, the Bible study manual she used to disciple Eve. This is the product. Next verse. Verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of every fruit of the trees in the garden. Next verse. But of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. That was Adam. It was Adam that added, you should not touch it. God said, don't eat of it, when he was giving him his own delivery. Adam added, you shall not touch it. This is the voice of man. The voice of man is called religion. The voice of man is called human tradition. And the Bible reveals that we have made the word of God of none effect because of what? Tradition. This was what happened. Eve was sweeping close to the tree and she stumbled and fell and touched it. And she didn't die. What did she say? I touched it. So she now doubted the first one. This one was man that said it. The first one was God that said it. And she has confirmed that the man aspect was wrong. And she had a lot of reason to believe that the other aspect too was not in force. That was where the boldness came from. We might preach an error today to support a particular perspective we're trying to build into the body of Christ. And we go beyond scripture in order to establish efforts to keep people within the range of safety through human initiatives. It is 10 years after, it's 25 years after, that the folly of our ways will be unveiled. And people will even doubt the one that God really said. You know, there was a time that in order for you to be holy, your trousers will have to be suspended. And we, our trousers were suspended, but we're wicked people. Oh, you're not with me, I know. We're wicked, strange men, but we knew how to fit into the description of what the church will accept as their standard. And all of us became victims of the traditions of men. And we're not touching the reality of the things that God was sending across. Meanwhile, the days when these things were postulated, in fact, there was an artist that finished from University of Lagos. He was the one given the responsibility to draw how female members of the church should look like. It was his pen that was the Holy Ghost that was designing fashion for women. Well, the Lord will help. When it was going on, it was like the height of spirituality. Many years later, the life of God did not settle on the things that human beings put in place. And there was a reason to doubt everything that had been preached in the church because human beings are dead. May you not add. May your life be an explicit reflection of the ideals of God. Amen. And when each and every one of us function that way, our faith will become attractive. Not just today, 25 years to come. It will not have changed. It will still be the beacon of hope for all time. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, this is an introduction. I was supposed to do all of this yesterday. If you are still with me, say a... I forgot we are running on time. Kaimu Santoria. Isayeko Kerima Sante. All right. Go to your Bible, verse 5. For God doth know that in the day that he eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Verse 10. So my intention this night is called war against nakedness. War against nakedness. And the, verse 9, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. I know you didn't notice those words. But if you are really naked and somebody's going to spy on you, you should be ashamed. The nakedness in the natural that we know is a nakedness that makes ashamed, but this is a nakedness that makes afraid. It's different from natural nakedness. Oh, you are not with me. You know. But my intention for the night is war against what? All right, let's go again to the book of 2 Corinthians. Quickly. We need to begin to do one or two things to put structures in place for the fear of God to return to the body of Christ. And one of the things I personally initiated as a preacher of the gospel is war against handset in church. And I see it as a grievous offense, an insult to God, punishable by justice, divine justice. Oh, it looks funny. Yeah, the reason for that, the reason I will always be like that is because the fear of God is no longer in the Church of Jesus. We went for a meeting at a minister's conference. There were more than 56 times that people's phones rang. 56, I'm talking of ministers pastoring people, not having the discipline to switch off their phone. I had to leave the conference because the people running the conference could not establish discipline. There's nothing you can build in that atmosphere that will bring deliverance to the body of Christ. It was a failed conference. And so everywhere I go as a person, it's a high crime to sin against the congregation as to allow yourself to be used by the devil to distract the congregation. At least I explain myself so that you know why I'm. May your phone not ring today. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians 5. Stay with me. 1 Corinthians 5. Please, this is the meat of my sermon. I need your mind. Your mind must be here right now. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For your information, the house he's talking about is this, your body. See, if this house were to be dissolved, it's not something of panic. We have another house. Right now it is domiciled in the heavens. And that house that we have in the heavens is structured, and it is compatible with the system of eternity. Are you with me? All right. So you say, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. Go on. Verse 2, please. For in this we groan, earnestly desired to be clothed upon with our house which is of heaven. Now, you are not. Don't go fast like that. Let me explain to you. When I came to Joss, I came with a back pain, and I called my brother. I said, brother, because there's a woman in Joss that knows how to manipulate the spinal cord. So he took me there for manipulation this afternoon. That's why I left the service quickly, because by appointment, I was supposed to be there by 1 o'clock. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. In this body, we groan. The body will cry when you stretch it. But all those liabilities are not associated with your heavenly body. And that's why, as long as we're in this body, we'll be praying that, oh my God, if it were possible for me to borrow my heavenly body, even if it's for a moment, so that the ailments and the afflictions and the tiredness that is associated with this frame of reference will not be in that instant. If I have access to borrow my clothing, my tabernacle of heaven. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that we being clothed, what will happen? We shall not be found naked. Now what this scripture is trying to do is to reveal to us that you can actually loan your spiritual body once and again. In this realm, not in the realm to come. And if it happens that you loan your spiritual body, they say you will not be found naked. See, trying to explore what Adam lost. He had a clothing of heaven. And when he lost that clothing, he became vulnerable. The animals that he was naming, he became afraid of them. The entire ecosystem became a place of danger because there was a clothing that he lost. And when he lost that clothing, it became very obvious that he was naked. Are you still with me? All right. I know once upon a time, Jesus prayed earnestly and asked the Lord, the Father, to clothe him with the glory that he had with him in the beginning. And when he prayed this prayer, this was how the Father responded. The response of the Father, I believe, was in the book of Matthew chapter 17. The Father told him the day he will be clothed and the location he should be for the clothing to come upon him. And that is the entire scenario on the Mount of Transfiguration. I would like us to take a look at it quickly. Matthew 17, verse 1, you will notice that it's after 6 days. Well, he had prayed the prayer and God gave him a time frame of 6 days. And it will take 6 days. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. He was receiving his garment, his tabernacle. He was being clothed, not with an earthly clothing, but with a heavenly clothing. This heavenly clothing carried all the dimensions of reality that was within the scope of his heavenly context. And all of that was downloaded. And the Bible says, and behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. It means that the force field that was generated on the account of the fact that he became an embodiment of the kind of glory he had in the eschaton, brought a platform. It created a platform for heavenly persons to appear and to begin to communicate that dimension of glory. I don't have time to work on this. But you see, that glory. And then we see some people here, there were some earthly people that were in the context. Peter answered and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. This was someone that was speaking from earth. And he was trying to gain Jesus' attention. The center of attraction here was Jesus. Are you with me? Moses and Elijah that appeared were talking to Jesus. And mortals in the environment too were talking to Jesus. So it was a full scenario. Amen. Hallelujah. This was the same Moses that was denied access into the land of promise. And his desire was that he should set foot upon that land. It was in this environment when Jesus made the platform, because the glory he had was downloaded, that Moses had the privilege to step into the land of Israel. Many things were happening at the same time. You will notice that Moses was representative of the law and Elijah of the prophets. And before this time, if you were going to access the king, you were going to access his will, access his mind, you were going to do it in a second-hand way. It's either you do it through a book or through a man. And Moses was representative of the book, and Elijah was representative of men that were intermediaries to bring the perspective of the counsel of God. Just in case the counsel you seek is not already in the law, then the prophets will need to inquire to bring you the perspective of God. But at best, you accessed it secondhand. But in the kingdom, a civilization is established, which is clearer beyond what the Old Testament can provide. The law and the prophets came to hand over to Jesus. He was the expression of the kingdom. You must have read the book of Hebrews chapter 1, when the Bible says, Hebrews chapter 1, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets, second hand, as in this last day spoken unto us by his Son. Because it is the spirit of his Son that is eventually going to be domiciled in us, so God will be able to speak to us directly. So there is a more furnished fashion of God's administration that is captured in the regime that Jesus is bringing, and the law and the prophets have come to surrender, so that that ultimate expression of God's administration can be established by free cause. A lot of things were happening there. And then this guy, you know, he was not in the pool of that glory. He was on ground. So he was speaking from ground. And you could see so many things wrong with his presentation. Let's build a booth for you. Yeah, he's here now. So create the cloud so that we can hear him communicate. So it's the same thing I want to do. I want to, this scripture, we want to practicalize it right now. If you're on ground, your perspective will be wrong. If you're on ground, the best expression of your intelligence will be out of alignment. If you are not aided, helped by the Spirit of God, you will not be intelligent enough for you to understand the level of conversation that is going on. And at best, what Peter was recommended was to equalize Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. Meanwhile, what was happening was handover. That the best we could do obscured some of your realities. And that was why, even though the law was there, and the position of the law and the verdict of the law was there in the case of the woman caught in adultery, they still came to ask Jesus' opinion. Just in case the law was hazy about the matter. And Jesus established that it was not the position of the law that was wrong. What was wrong is the administration of the will of the law. Because they were trying to punish adultery. It was only one individual involved. It was the execution of the provisions of the law that they did not have the stature to provide execution for. And if there was anybody that was qualified in that scenario to provide the execution of that law, it was Jesus. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. You will think that Jesus has put the law aside. The woman was guilty of debt, and Jesus had taken her debt, and he was going to go to the cross. That's one of the reasons why he went to the cross. He was going to satisfy the claims of divine justice. So her forgiveness was not actualized because of pity. It was actualized because someone was taking responsibility to satisfy the claims of divine justice. If human beings come in the flesh to execute the counsel of God, there will be a challenge in their execution. Because they are trying to execute something that is spiritual. They are trying to use carnal resources to do it. It will never represent God's perspective. And so we see the dichotomy. We see the divide. How far away that which Adam was looking for was
It was far away from the reality that could exist under the cover of the tree of life. The glory that was involved in the order that God was inviting us to partake of in Adam was something that nothing else could approximate unto. It was a great divide. The civilization was so far removed that you cannot compare and contrast. He was equalizing. Meanwhile, they were submitting to the greatest authority of the kingdom. The kingdom was seen in its splendor and glory for the first time by human eyes. Hallelujah. That was the scenario that the Sanhedrin never saw, that they went ahead to stone Jesus. Because the prophecy that they had from Moses was that God was going to raise a prophet like unto me. And when Moses was saying, like unto me, and the height of Moses' expression of the glory of God was when his face began to glow. And so he was saying that someone will glow among you in the days to come. Because I am carrying the shadow of his anointing. And when he comes, he will glow. How I wish Jesus allowed Israel to see him glow. But it only made it available to Peter, to James, and to John. The next person that glowed was Stephen. And I was hoping that they will remember the scriptures. But you cannot administer the things of God in the flesh. For the flesh profits nothing. Next verse. Someone had to stop Peter from talking. Because his talk was corrupt. His talk lacked knowledge. His talk was not inspired. He was talking human, falling talk in the midst of a glorified Christ. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved son. Don't equalize. In whom I'm well pleased." Listen to him. So it means that Peter did not have permission to speak in that service. Everything he said was illegal. Heaven, the Father had to ride on a cloud to shut him up. When he received that rebuke, are you with me? Okay, go on. And when his disciples heard it, they fell on their faces. It was Peter that the Father was rebuking. He rode on a cloud and spoke. "This one is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." If there's anybody that should speak here, it is him. You learn how to keep quiet, hear ye him. The Bible says that they fell on their faces. And what? They were so afraid. Does that strike a chord? That's the way Adam was afraid. Because it was what? Jesus was clothed, but they were naked. So Paul spoke about this tabernacle. Yeah, it's time for practical, so I have to calm down, okay? Spoke about this tabernacle. Kamakura Mose. But there's a need that in this particular tabernacle we groan. The reason for which we groan, our groaning is not purposeless. We are groaning in order to be clothed. So this is that night that God will clothe us. So that in the day you stand before the enemy, you will not be afraid. It is only because you are clothed that you will not be afraid. In the line of duty, I walked in very dangerous places. In fact, there was such a time that I had to be called back from leave because there were some jobs that the people they sent refused to go for, and they were willing to be demoted if need be because those places were risky. And I was on board a vessel. Something happened on that vessel, and a great fight began. And one guy broke bottle to stab someone else. And I know that if he does that, most of us will not leave that place alive. And the Holy Ghost will whisper to me in a voice that I should strike the hand that is holding that bottle. I should strike here. So when he broke the bottle and I heard that voice, and you know the kind of voice of the Holy Ghost that you hear that enters with ventilation so that you cannot doubt that it's him that spoke. So I moved close to the guy and I tapped his shoulder, and he began to cry. And he cried ceaselessly for a long time. It was that tap that ended the fight. If not, I would not be here today preaching to you. It was a scenario that engendered fear. But if you are clued, you will not be afraid. As the Lord will be dispatching us to different places to prosecute his kingdom, you need to be dressed right. Even if you are touching electricity and you are dressed right, you can be protected. I heard that speech in the garden and I hid myself. I was afraid because I was naked. Never again shall we be caught off guard without being clothed. I tapped him on the shoulder and he began to cry. It was his tears that ended the fight. At this time that I was speaking, many other bottles were broken. I was the only one without bottles. But what I had was clothing. And I put some of it on the guy. You won't learn that in Sunday school. You won't learn that in Bible school. Clothing. After that job, I never told my wife until a very long time. Because if I tell her, she'll have a heart attack. I said, I should resign. You don't need to resign if you are clothed. I remember there's a place that I walked, and because we were stopping, standing against corruption, you know, one day I came to work, God said I should not use my seat. So I was using the other seats, the seats of visitors. Then I came to work one day, he said, I shouldn't use the visitor seat, I should use my seat. And when I did that, and it was accurate, the people came and called me, I said, we all here, we are in something. And we know to you too, you are in something too. So, which one are you? We are all in something. We are all in something. All of us, we are in something. Maiko Salima Takopera. We're in something. So which one are you? I'm in the highest one. I'm in the highest one. It was when I told them I was in the highest one that they stopped those things. We're all in something. Today he will clothe us. There are men that look death in the face and say, I have no covenant with you. Darkness has no power over them. He said, if so, you are clothed. When you become clothed, you will not be found naked. And he was not talking about we being clothed in the days to come. He said, right now, while we are still in this body, we groan. The reason for which we pray every day is so that he can give us a measure of that garment to cover us here. And when you are covered, you will not be found. What? And I'm talking about the nakedness that makes afraid, not the nakedness that makes what? Ashamed. Now we'll pray in tongues for 2 minutes. Amahasali
Roske Kompe Lama Subina. Isaiah Sose Lokombe Lama Masakura Maselima Jekotabaro no se prekede Skebroske Sosamanahambras Kadeto Jabria Kuparata Masala Babosa Embroskete Makaberi Masubria. In the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord just said he wants to heal. He wants to heal now. Okay? So this is how we are going to do it. If you have any sick person anywhere in the world, in Lagos, Imo State, Kwara State, Chicago, in Accra, you can switch up on your phone and call them. And keep the phone running while I pray. And if you are present here and you are sick, maybe your genotype is SS, you are trusting God for it to become AA. You have a strange condition that you cannot even share with anybody. And just you can lay your hands anywhere the sickness is. And we'll pray in the moment right now. And the hand of God will go forth. So you have 5 minutes to switch on your phone and to make the call. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. In this journey that God has called us, he will stand face to face with people that speak for Satan, that speak for demons. You will need your clothing. You will need your clothing. And God clothes us today. Yeah, so you can make a call. Quickly, quickly. Mahasekuria. Jebro kopeta menahala. Burasetis or compress cabala mansoli shebrica bobodia baba 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 baba. Oh, Jesus.
Now,
if you are in the congregation and you desire the gift of healing, as I pray for the sick, you are not sick. You just want to be able to function in that gift, just be praying in tongues as I minister. Just be praying. No, you are disturbing me now. Not wait. There's a way you can pray in tongues, it will not be so loud. Keep that tempo. If you want the gift, do you have the are the calls rolling already? And then those of you that are sick, or maybe you brought someone that is sick. Sorry, we're so quick to leave. We did not announce that you should bring the sick, but you can still connect with them. And if there's a condition on your life right now, God is going to take it away. He's going to take it away. He's going to take it away. If I say in the name of Jesus, give me the loudest amen. Let us try. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. The reason for which I requested for you to shout amen is because it helps me to see in the spirit and to find people whose cases are an emergency. There's somebody in this congregation, 2 times now it has happened to you, you were asleep and a hand woke you up. You felt the hand that woke you up, but when you woke up, you did not see anybody in the room. It happened to you twice. Where are you? A hand woke you up. You woke up, didn't see anybody in the room. It happened twice. I'm waiting for you. Quickly. 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 Quickly.
These ones I'm calling out, their cases are emergencies. And we need to deal with them tonight. If not, we'll have a challenge on our hands. So if you have that condition, you can come out. Now, so can you, you know, when I say, praise the Lord, what instruction? There's an instruction. And then you say, amen. In Jesus' name, all right. So in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, another person in the congregation here, another person in the congregation, you've escaped in rapid succession, you've escaped two accidents. So you've been in near accident scenarios, two of them, in rapid succession. Where are you? You may wish to join them. Amaiko salako poria, araboshe kimala. In the name of Jesus. Someone else in the congregation, you notice this happening around your life. And these people have, it's an emergency. We need to, this congregation will have to pray for them so that we can break the yoke. We can break the yoke. Someone here, you have a strange situation. And your situation is that it doesn't matter how securely you keep your money. It doesn't matter how securely you keep your money. When you count it, a little of it is missing. Now, I want to say that one. A little of it is missing. It doesn't matter how securely you keep your money. Where are you? When you count it, a little of it is... So you have seen that again, you have seen that a few times. Your money just gets lost. And you cannot explain how it is happening. I want to see that person quickly because it's a serious case. Barakatalia. Now, these people out here, these are deliverance issues that will need the hand of God to come down mightily in this place. Oh, my God. One more time, in the name of Jesus. Now listen, there's another case, which is the final case we're going to take. I didn't say everybody should come out, please. Okay, Joshua, come and walk with me. Doctor. Please, can you find out why these people are here? Quickly. Hallelujah. Amen. How many cases have I mentioned, doctor? Only two cases. So, number one. Yes, some people woke up from sleep, a hand tapped you, you woke up. Where are the people in that category? Okay. All right. Then, near accident. All right. Okay. Then, money missing mysteriously. Okay. Is that all? All right. This one that I'm seeing now is, there is a curse in a certain family, and I see the source. The source is some things that I see buried in the compound. And when the things were buried, a tree was planted on the spot where those things were buried as a memorial, as a witness to the covenants that were made. Now, you may not know. Are you with me? You people coming out, why are you coming out? Okay? Eh? Workforce. This one, workforce too. Now, so you may not know that this thing I'm saying relates to you. Because you will not know, we will identify you by power. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one, don't say amen now, just keep quiet. I didn't say you should pray. That one that is in the congregation, that things were buried in their compound, that is responsible for the activity of the devil that is in that space.
There's no way I can know him or her. And I ask that you stretch forth your hand. Help me find this individual from my left-hand side to my right-hand side. So you can bring that one. You can bring that one. So, bro, there's a covenant. That covenant was designed to scatter that family. God wants to end it. But I need to tell you something. There is one of the people that was there when the covenant was enacted. He's still alive. As I pray for you today. Judgment will come upon him. He may not survive it. So I'm telling you beforehand. All right, congregation, I need your help now. Can we pray and destroy the work of the... Keep that phone running. Oh my God, you are not with me. Keep that phone running, please. Keep it running. Tell the people on the other side, it's a ceremony, so let them stay tuned. God is at work this night. Stretch your hand in that direction and demand their deliverance. It's time to pray now. Oh Jesus. Amina Saila Komene. Elaba Babina Suke Balato. Amina Kuse Saleba Kumala. Kuma Seli Maselia Lake. Ura Momo Satwa. Saila lo bregeda li kana mose. Semina le bruske sa sima. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. There are two of you, your case is an emergency. And the Lord himself will attend to your case by himself. Then I can pray for the rest. Father, those two among these whose cases are an emergency, I ask that your strong hand might rest upon them right now. Rest upon them. He's coming, don't worry. He's coming strong. Let your hand rest upon them. Let your hand rest upon those two. Let your hand rest upon those two. Rest strong. Let your hand rest upon those two. In the name of Jesus. I don't know the two, but your hand can rest upon them. I don't know them, but your hand can rest. I don't know them, but your hand can rest upon them. I ask, oh God, that your hand might rest. Let your hand rest. Let your hand rest. Ushers, have you seen anything? Who's how many people here? One. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, show me a sign. Let your hand rest. Let it come stronger. 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 Kabuse selibo konta. Amparasko selibo konta. If I touch you, you can go. Maiko samina yekosketo. The yoke breaks. Them that are held in bondage are set at liberty. The hand of God goes to work this night, and it goes to work very strong in your life, in your family. Now, when you see demons talking like this, I want to teach this. This practical class. Are you with me? When you see them talking like this, don't do anything. Allow them to talk. Huh? So, now, where are you? Okay. Come. This is the servant of God we are going to use. All right. So, when it's happening like this, don't worry. Satan is looking for attention. Don't even give. All right? Just be doing something else. Get busy. Get busy. Just be doing. Be looking for something. Hallelujah. All right. So the reason why I don't want to pray for her is to show you that the devil shouldn't be respected. Huh? Lord, in the name of Jesus, let there be a transmission of your power on this vessel. A transmission of your power on this vessel. All right, so two ushers can hold her. The thing troubling her is on her waist. Put your hand on the waist and pray in tongues. That's all. Go. Go back. You are not qualified. You are not qualified. Give me another, a radical usher. All right, so two of you go. Just grab her very well first before we continue with the healing service. Okay? Now, so keep praying. Just keep praying in tongues. Keep praying in tongues. Keep praying in tongues. Okay, can we continue? All right, we'll pray right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, tonight, I bind every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease. I break the yoke of sickness right now. I break the yoke of disease right now. I command that condition of ill health to jump out of your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the yoke of the devil break right now. I speak to people that are on their beds, in their rooms, people that are paralytic, people that have lost their mind. And I break the yoke of the devil. I break the yoke of the devil. I break the yoke of the devil. In the name of Jesus. I just saw a vision of a small child that is afflicted. And I don't even know if the child is here or online or anywhere that child is. I break that yoke. I say, rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Okay, there is someone with an ear condition that God wants to heal right now, an ear condition. You are losing hearing in one of your ears. I don't even know if the person is here present or someone online, but you are losing hearing in one ear. If you are here and that's your condition, put your finger, this finger in the ear right now. Right now. Right now. Is there anybody with that condition here? Put this finger in the ear. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every form of deafening spirit. Deafening spirits be bound.
Amen.
Deafening spirits be bound.
Amen.
Deafening spirits be bound.
Amen.
Come out of the ears in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now remove the hand from the ear. If you're around them, help them test the ear quickly. If you're around them, help them test the ear. And if you were online, remove your hand from the ear and test the ear. Test the ear. Test the ear. Test the ear. Test it. Somebody help that lady test that ear. Help her test. Help her test. Help her test. Somebody help that young man test the ear right now. Now the healings have begun. The healings have begun. You can monitor the people on the phone now. If you notice there is a miracle, you can come and stand by my left-hand side. The healings have begun. I command the pains to go. Command them to go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The healings have begun. If you notice that a miracle has taken place, come this way. Yes, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. She can't resist. No, no, no. If you notice the healing are taking place, if that on yourself or on the person that you just called, this is where to stand. 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 If you notice that there's a healing. Now, communicate with those people on the phone right now. You will notice some of them are healed already. Some of them are healed. There's a change. There's a change. There's a change already. There's a change already. There's a change already. There's a change. There's a change. So, Pastor, get the microphone quick. Hallelujah. 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 There are some deliverances God will do today, and it will be permanent.
Amen.
Yes, Pastor. Yeah. Keep praying. Just keep praying. Just keep praying.
Right, sir, for two of them.
Yes, what
happened? They've been having issues with their ears.
For
two of them, both of them.
Uh-huh.
They've been having issues with their ears, one of their ears. But
now, for how long have they been having issues? There's somebody again that has been healed now, an ear condition.
Okay, how long?
And you're still in the congregation. I'm waiting for you. You have been healed in one of your ears. I am waiting for you. You have been healed in one of your ears. Yes? So this one, how many years?
2 months. 2 months.
2 months. Okay. You started losing hearing in one ear. Okay. Come. For 2 months. Lord, we give you praise. And we declare this healing permanent in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You, how many years? You can't recall. We declare this healing permanent in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, phone call miracles. I'm waiting for phone call miracles. People on the phone.
Okay.
Your ear can hear now. Can you describe the condition?
Sound, I have been hearing sound in my ears for so long.
Okay, sounds. He's been hearing a sound inside of his ear,
yes,
and you can't hear the sound anymore.
Yes, sir.
All right. Come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare it permanent in Jesus' mighty name. Yes.
So we have someone
that... There's still someone that has been healed in the ear. I'm waiting for... I have some insights about that person. I'm still waiting for that person. There's an ear condition that has been healed, And I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that person. Yes?
Someone over the phone, he was diagnosed with COVID-19. He had been
feeling
pain.
Someone over the phone diagnosed with COVID-19. Yes. So what happened?
He had been feeling pain on his chest, but the pains have gone.
The pains have gone from his chest. Can we celebrate Jesus? Meanwhile, where is this person? Where is the person? Is the person in Jaws, in Vom? Okay, can we connect with the person to confirm that the pains have left the chest?
Hello, Daddy, can you speak now?
Good evening, Pastor.
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yes.
What's the condition of your chest now? Okay. So we use you as a point of contact to reach your dad. Let the work be perfected in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Somebody felt something like something cold run through your body. Where are you? You felt something cold run through your body. Somebody felt something cold. Where are you? Because I saw that. Now, you felt it cold from your head to your... All right, so you felt cold? You felt cold? You know what happened to you? You have been given the healing anointing. Now, wait. You were wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, you are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, Lord. And you are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, you are worthy, oh, you are worthy, oh, Lord, and you are wonderful, you are worthy, oh, Lord, you are. You are worthy, oh, yeah, you are wonderful, you are worthy, oh, you are wonderful, you are worthy. Abaite kuse mali makuria. Seboria skinto sete kabaramo seli. Siman seli koria babala maskedimo. Seiko seli mahaito kama sante. Iramo seli kose bala maskediete. Santo sima haito kole mahasima. Seminonte e sele mukeli. E kaile sele koria babasiko. Manse kuma salabo koria. Ila moseke baratos kiko mahali. You are one. Oh Lord. Now, do you still recognize this person that was talking? Can you see her vomiting the things that she ate up during her initiation? There is something like a pearl that is in her tummy. There's a pearl. Command the pearl to come out. Command it. Throw them out! Come out! Oh, Lord. You are wonderful, you are worthy.
Yeah, doc.
She has been unable to hear with her left ear since 2012.
Unable to hear with her left ear since 2012. Come. So what happened? Did you feel anything before the ear began to hear? What did you feel?
I felt something moving inside.
Something moving inside of the ear. You are the one I'm looking for. Come. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, Lord. You are wonderful. Yes, the phone.
Yes. Her mom has had arthritis.
Her mom has had arthritis.
Left leg.
On her left knee. So what happened?
Prayer, and I asked her to connect. So now she said the pain is no more there.
The pain, arthritis has gone. Where's your mom?
She's in Jos
there somewhere. What's the location? The name of the location?
Abattoir.
And now the arthritis gone in Abattoir. You are wonderful. Oh, you see, listen. Listen, and I beheld in the spirit. I saw something like a jacket descend from heaven. There are some people that have been clothed. Two jackets. Two people have been clothed with a special gift of God. Two people have been clothed with a special gift. Father, anywhere those two people are, Let the jackets come on them. Let the jackets descend on them. Let the jackets descend on them. Two of them. Yes? Yes?
Severe back pain.
Oh, my in-law, that the thing is gone.
Your in-law, severe back pain, the thing is gone. Oh, my God. Where is your in-law?
In Kafanchan.
Kafanchan. Lord, the back pain and the miracle is permanent in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And you, yes?
My two siblings, one used to have, he was having stomach pain.
Okay.
The other have chest pain.
Chest pain.
And there is this cycle of malaria. When we treat it, the thing will come back.
It will come back.
Yes, but now I can hear that they are healed.
They are healed?
Yes.
Oh, you are one. No time.
His mom has been feeling headache for 5 months.
5 months.
But now she's healed.
The headache is busted. We give him the glory. Now I want to pray. You still recognize this lady? She was talking. Something was talking. Don't make it important. Just look for something to do. Look for, like, putting your hand on your pocket or get busy. This is the witchcraft spirit. This is a witchcraft spirit that has been tormenting an entire family, maybe a clan. Now, we break the power. We break the power. And everyone that has been kept in captivity by the workings of the spirit, we loose them. We set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have come to that point where I can pray the prayer that I want to pray. That the Lord will clothe us. That he will stretch forth his hand and he will clothe us. There's a garment that you are going to leave colonized with. It's a clothing from heaven. It's a clothing from God. It's a clothing from God. Can you ask for that clothing right now? Saborokoto means a legal. Ebroske samina capre zoverato no schizo salit. Embra babasuka barata branta baboria. Esasera brante kuskama sayuta compre. Abusa capre scuma saparata. Ebreke talis compre la cura masatone. Esasila kebrosketa manda la baboria.
Masakoporia prescule malaba. Laboria sica presco velam. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing something being removed from your wife's waist. And any instrument that was used to fire at your waist, I neutralize its power. I neutralize his power right now in the name of Jesus. Crippling, binding instrument shot into your waist. Right now, I break his hold. I break its hand. And I nullify his power. In the name of Jesus. In a moment of time before I sit, because I have just like 5 more minutes, I want to pray for you as a congregation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you stretch your hand over this congregation. No more amen, please. Stretch your hand over this congregation. For there be 7 among us that you want to clothe in an anointing. And I ask that your hand might rest upon 7 men. Let grace be given unto you. Someone who has been praying and fasting for a long time, the Lord comes on you. He comes on you. He comes strong on you. For tonight, the Lord will begin with you afresh. His dealings will be intensified. Escovesa salino comprescava zalia. Imambre su farama. Ebaboria sica prescofe lama santa babore mande. There are a few sisters in this congregation, and there is a stronghold in the area of you being able to marry. Tonight, I break that stronghold right now in Jesus' name. Someone with a genotype condition, when you go on Monday, go to the lab and run a test. You will be amazed. You will be amazed. You will be amazed. The door of marriage opens. The door of marriage, it opens. It opens. And it will not be short. It opens and it will not be short. Marriage, wedding after wedding after wedding after wedding. Yes, wedding after wedding after wedding. For the door of marriage is open. Shine of God. And those of you that are listening online, we have not forgotten you. And at this point, I ask that the good Lord of heaven might stretch forth his hand over you. Let the yoke over your life be broken in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, I don't know the name of this lady lying down here, but I want us to pray for her, that her soul will be free from this snare. Can you raise prayers? Can you raise prayers right now? Can you raise prayers right now? Can you raise prayers? Can you raise prayers? Can you raise prayers? I call Selimo Combresata Kambala Babu. Ilamandelimo Sobriata Babola Masika. Ebrescova Santa Babura Masika. Abrescova Sala Baburia. Geminaila Copreskamansi. Ebroskenzo Sela Branta Baburia. Ilambra Hasale. Shagabahalaya. Escoma Santa Baburia Seminala. Yes, yes. She's free. Allow her to lie. Let her just remain there for some time. We refuse that anything formed, fashioned from the kingdom of darkness will be used as an instrument to afflict you. We refuse it. Anyone bound, anyone tied down. I say, be loose in the name of Jesus. Is there witchcraft in your family? Are there activities, demonic activities, help people bound? Because you came here today, you're standing as a representative. An access route to your family. And in the name of Jesus, we send deliverance the way of your family right now. In the name of Jesus. Ushers, take note if there are reactions. As we are praying this deliverance prayer, if there are reactions, help me quickly. Help me. Those families are implicated. And we need to finish the deliverance this night. Can you help me? Can you help me bring those people? Can you help me? Asiko baramanahai. Ya bobo seko se. Ilababa soko mokore. Aiso seko semine heso sela. Aiko santoria bramata. Father, anything at work, any darkness at work in her family, I stand with her tonight to break the yoke of the devil, to break the yoke of Satan, to break the works of Satan. Be free, be free, be free, be free. I stand with her tonight to come against witchcraft, come against manipulation, come against the works of the enemy. And that instrument that was shot on your belly. Can you put your hand here? Put your hand. And begin to pray in tongues, sir. Pray in tongues, sir. Pray in tongues, sir. We uproot everything that was planted in the name of Jesus.
To know more about Apostle Aroma Osai and his ministry, Remnant Christian Network, kindly visit at rcnglobal.org and follow us on social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Apostle Arome Osai, or call +234 80 60 50 8888. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.